Welcome to The Goodnight Show. I'm Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of The Goodnight Co. Join me each week for hints and tips on all things sleep. Hello and welcome back to The Goodnight Show. For this episode, I am so excited to welcome back a very familiar face to the show, Natalie Sellers. Nat is the owner and founder of Kinder Life, formerly known as Kindred Toxin Free Facials. Nat is also joining us at our sleep retreat in August at the beautiful Soma Retreat in Byron Bay. Today on the episode, Nat is going to share with us her magic and everything she knows from her experience as a holistic and toxic free facialist. In the lead up to the sleep retreat, Nat and I talk through what people can expect from the retreat, all the way down to her top DIY rituals everyone listening can enjoy from their homes. Please settle in and enjoy the episode. Nat, I'd love to welcome you back. And the first question that I always like to ask is, how did you sleep last night? And be honest.
I had a good sleep because it was the blood moon last night. So I watched that. I fell asleep and I woke up this morning. It was amazing.
Wow. Well, that's amazing because often full moons are not great for people's sleep. So maybe it's this particular, I mean, the eclipse was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And I'm normally, full moon, I'm normally wired. The cats are crazy around the house.
Yeah.
All the everything goes wild in our house. But last night it was very different. It was very peaceful. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Good. And for those people that who may not know Nat, I'll just reintroduce you. We have recorded a podcast previously, so you can go back and listen to that as well. But Nat has a beautiful brand called Kinder Life, and she has actually just done a rebrand. So Nat, maybe you can share with the listeners what has happened in this space over the last couple of months for you.
Yeah, well, I originally had Kindred Toxin Free Facials, which is what we did our last podcast with. So it's a holistic facial studio. It's in Bulimba. It's an online shop. And my background, you know, was traditional beauty, and I moved into holistic beauty, and in particular using small batch handcrafted products. And over the years, it sort of evolved. And during COVID, I kept on seeing this Kinder Life come through, and I was like, what is this? Surely it's not another brand. I don't have time for this. And it eventually introduced itself to me, and it was like, I am the brand, because being holistic with skin is about your whole life. It's, you know, it is everything from the way you think to the way you act to what you do in your life. So that's when I created Kinder Life. And, you know, we work with other naturopaths and acupuncturists and different brands that, you know, promote well-being.
There are so many extensions to that name, definitely, about a good reminder every day about all of us being a little bit kinder to ourselves to have a kinder life.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels really good, you know, and mums and bubs, and there's just so many, different ways we can go with it now rather than sort of locking ourselves in with just skin.
Yeah, I love that. And for anyone who may not have had a treatment with Nat before, I highly recommend it. It is the most amazing experience, like nothing else you've ever had.
Thank you.
She is very hard to get into, though, so you may need to go on a long waiting list. But there are many other therapists now in Nat's studio, so that's a great way to start as well.
Yeah, I have a great little team now. I've trained everyone up. We do like meditations in our facials. We use beautiful essential oils. It's more than just skin when you come in.
Highly recommend. Now, and we're really excited because Nat and I are joining forces. So Kinder Life and the Goodnight Co. will be doing a beauty and sleep retreat that we're hosting down the amazing Soma retreat space in Byron Bay. So that's coming up in August. So if you live in Brisbane, it's a perfect weekend for you because it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Wednesday is the Eka holiday in Brisbane. So it means that you can have 5 days and only take 2 days off work. So if you're thinking about it, there's only a couple of spots left. So jump onto the Goodnight Co. website to have a look for that for more details. But Nat, maybe we can just share a little bit about what we're going to be doing at the retreat, and maybe just share with the listeners around the beauty element.
Oh, yeah. This is what I love to do. So it'll be a small group environment for starters, because you can't get in with me in the salon. It's kind of an opportunity. If you've ever wanted to know more about natural skin and your skin type in particular and what to use, it's an opportunity to sort of get my attention a bit more one-on-one. But we will be doing a big group sacred skincare session. And that includes, I'll be teaching you with all the beautiful products I use, how to connect into yourself through plants, through essential oils, through crystals, and you will leave knowing exactly how to give yourself a beautiful ritual and take something that's just an at-home facial and turn it into this ceremony for yourself, basically. And we're going to be creating masks. So I'm going to teach you how to create your own mask at home. So I'll have lots of beautiful like plant materials there, you know, beautiful rose, different clays, honey, a lot of ingredients there. And I'll teach you what each one means as an ingredient for your skin, but also energetically. And you will leave with a mask that you can take home and a little gift pack of products that you can use.
Well, the little gift pack actually isn't a little gift pack. The little gift pack is huge. And I think it's $700 worth.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit over. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So my brands are super supportive. And they have given me full size products for people to take home and use. So they're all small businesses as well. So it's a really beautiful cycle that we're sharing when we use small businesses. Yeah, I love it.
And the products I can vouch for, I use a lot of the products that Nat has that's going to be in this pack. So quite frankly, Natural, Moi, there's some Biology. So there's some beautiful brands in there of amazing products. So if you're someone that's sitting there thinking about making the change from the mainstream beauty products into the more natural, organic, less toxic products, this is a great place to start. I made the switch probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and the difference is just amazing. And, you know, people feel like we need to use all of these brands that have got this amazing technology and all these things, but you don't actually need it. So this is a great place to start if you're thinking about that.
What
we love is that the tie-in and the connection for the beauty element and the sleep element is that there is such a beautiful tie here, because we are talking about rituals and routines. And both of these things are things that Nat and I are really passionate about in our daily life. And that's daily, weekly, seasonally. What do the rituals and routines look like? And when it comes to beauty and sleep, you really need these. And this is something that's not necessarily taught to us when we're little. So sometimes it doesn't happen for people, but by actually creating these rituals in your life, it can make a really big difference to not only feeling stressed and anxious or feeling fatigued, but also just adding this to your beauty and to your sleep life can make such a difference and improvement to both of these areas.
Oh yeah, you and I were talking before, we're both busy business owners, and I don't think without these rituals and what we've created for ourselves and you know, walking the walk is just so important to continue to thrive and to create as creative beings, you know. We need, and they become habits, and they become lush parts of our daily routine that really keep us aligned with, you know, our brands as well as we are, you know, women.
And being women and staying sane, because I think that the big thing is that if you're out there feeling a little bit overwhelmed with what this year has brought you, then and you're not doing the rituals and routines and becoming more grounded, then take notice, because this is a great place for you to start. And if you're thinking, but I don't really know what you mean, maybe Nat, you can explain a little bit more about the importance of ritual.
Okay, so from I your perspective, ritual in, or how I use it and why I use it. So when my partner was very, very unwell, and he was 24-hour care, and I used to have to sit beside him, and I couldn't leave the house because he'd have seizures. And I was always a beauty therapist, and these brands started sending me these products, and I noticed in them that they were vibrational. And I was like, what even is that? And, you know, they had, you know, rose quartz crystal infused into them, and they had beautiful essential oils. And so I was sitting there with nothing to do, and I started doing these beautiful rituals every day. And I started connecting and I started looking up, like, what does rose quartz mean? Oh, it's actually about unconditional love. And so I started bringing that into, you know, I'd spray the mist on my face. I didn't have much money at all. I'd literally just started my business and, you know, I had some jojoba oil and I bought one beautiful rose oil and I was massaging myself and my body and my partner with them. And, you know, up until that point, I only did skincare really, you know, for anti-aging purposes. I didn't really understand it. Yeah. I just didn't have this connection because I wasn't taught that. Since we're, you know, younger, we're taught that skincare is for anti-aging, like, or to not have acne, or, you know, to have this perfect skin. And I shifted and I started using those beautiful products as this act of, you know, and I hate the word self-care, but it really was in that time. That was something that while I was there giving to him that I could give back to myself. And I thought, this is the way I want to work. Like, I don't ever want to go back to the other way. It then shifted into my bathing routines and I would start adding essential oils and, you know, and flowers from the garden and just becoming curious of the world around me rather than reaching out to buy that $80, you know,
product
branded perfumed shower gel.
Yeah.
And everything became a ceremony and this real luxury. And that's what I bring into my, you know, my rituals in the salon. But you can create, you know, you can create a ritual with your cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's just a practice and an awareness of what you're doing every single day with, you know, having a cup of tea, bathing, showering, using your beautiful products.
And I think that the thing about ritual, and I use the word ritual and routine because it is interchangeable. And for people that feel that ritual's too woo-woo from a sleep perspective, then routine is a great word to use because it's similar. And when it comes to ritual, I think as well is that what we're talking about here is not adding lots of complicated layers to your day or your night.
It's less.
Less and using less and doing less, but doing it consistently. So I think that this is the part that's often missed or not thought about is that we can't just do something once when it comes to beauty or sleep. It has to be a consistent practice. And once you start to build this into your daily life, you won't even think about it. And you won't think, oh, that's too hard or that's too long or, you know, so that you're actually creating the time and space for you and for what you need to get the most out of your day. Because at the end of the day, you know everything that you need to do, but we feel like we've got to get the answers externally. And by taking that time for a little bit of stillness, whether that's in the bathroom when you're doing your beauty routine, in your bed, doing a meditation, doing your tea ceremony, which is when we talk about tea ceremony, it can be as simple as using real tea, a real teapot with a beautiful cup and just taking that time to brew your tea and enjoy it. And and that's that time for some reflection in your day. So, you know, these things are simple practices that don't need to be complicated or cost a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gifting yourself the time, like knowing that you're worthy of the time. Quite often we just give our time to everyone else and go, I'll grab my tea and I'll go and I won't bother with my cleanser tonight. You know, but when you do take the time, what a difference it makes.
Yeah. So if somebody, so something that you obviously encourage during your treatments is around thinking about how you can take this with you in back into your day. And this is something that we're going to cover off in the retreats as well is here are all the tools and here is all the information. This is what you can take back and start applying in your life. So if there was a couple of areas where people, if this is new to them and not something that they're currently doing, what could be a great place to start?
Well, one thing I always do with my clients and in my ritual is I get them to really check in with their heart. So that is, you know, I ask them, what does your heart need today? And it might be more peace, more joy, more play, more fun, more rest. You'll know, it'll come up. You'll feel it instantly. And each sort of feeling has a vibration and it will have a matching, you know, like crystal, essential oil, flower. For example, you know, love, rose quartz, rose, joy, like the energy of the sun, anything that's bright, those beautiful bright crystals, like citrine and essential oils like mandarin, or you might want something really grounding. So, you know, your like pyrite crystal or a vetiver essential oil. So once you know what your heart is needing that day, that month, I would suggest really take action on what your heart needs at that time and sort of bring in a little mantra. So when I first started doing this, it was literally like, put a dab of essential oil on, breathe it in for, you know, three inhalations. I didn't do a big 40-minute meditation or anything like that. And I put the crystal in my little car, in the little, hole in the car.
Drink holder, yeah.
Yeah, the drink holder. And so when I got in the car, I looked at the crystal. I remembered what that was about. I also had to seek it out to figure out, like, what crystal, you know. So you're learning in that space. Yeah, and I would do the inhalations in the morning. I would look at the crystal and then it would remind me to take the action on that. So vibrationally, I was bringing that into myself. So that's a really easy, effortless way. And you can do that, of course, while you're doing your nighttime skincare if you want. You can bring it into that. But when I first started, it was literally just like, how can I fit this into my day easily and effortlessly? And you could do it at nighttime when you're doing your nighttime ritual. Have that essential oil there. Have your crystal there. Do your nighttime routine and really bring it in very easily to a routine that you were already, you know, doing.
And slightly off topic, I used to, when I first got introduced to crystals, was when I was in my former job in a very toxic environment, and I used the protection, so crystals like citrine and there were a couple of others that I would use, and I'd just tuck them into my bra and I'd wear them during the day every day, and they were like my little protection piece.
Yeah, definitely. And vibrational, like you know, like homeopathic, and there's so many different ways you can do it, flower essences, and there's a lot of different ways that you can do the same thing. You just have to figure out which way resonates with you. And maybe it's not a crystal and an essential oil. Maybe it's just an essential oil. Yeah. Or maybe it is, you know, the drops. Or
And we have some beautiful homeopathic drops in our range. So, you know, everything from the Good Night, which is our best-selling product, but also the Calm drops, which are a great one. So if you're feeling a bit stressed and anxious during the day, that can also be nice to include in what you're talking
about. And I love taking those vibrational drops. I found that another, like, it just is, again, just another practice where you're giving yourself that time. And, you know, it's just vibration.
And Nat, for those people who are sort of sitting there thinking, oh, but I don't know how to ask my heart, or I don't know what she means by that. That can simply be a matter of just taking some time, sitting in your car before you go into your busy day or at nighttime, and just even placing your hand on your heart and just connecting with it. Is that what you're recommending?
Yeah, absolutely. It's slowing down. And soon enough, you'll be able to discern between your heart and your mind.
The
heart is like the big picture, right? It doesn't worry about the small little details. The mind is, it's there to protect you. It's keeping you safe. It's like constantly going, what about this? What about that? Here's the answers. Ask the questions. It just goes on and on and on. The heart is this really broad, beautiful, you know, they feel different. They sound different. And you'll start to know the difference between the two.
Yes. And the great thing, I think, about the suggestion around going into the garden and picking some flowers and using flowers as well as part of this is that piece of connection back to the grounding Mother Earth element, which is something that, you know, if you are feeling really stressed and anxious, which is certainly a theme that we get a lot of feedback on for people that are struggling with sleep, then just having a daily practice around getting your feet connected to the earth, it's as simple as that. And that might just be taking your feet off at the end of the day or in the morning, walking on that piece of grass that you've got in your park or in your garden or your front yard, wherever it is, and taking three deep breaths. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely. And it will change. And enjoying the sun, the beautiful rays of the sun, you know, it's bringing in that warmth and that vitality just by being there. There's nothing you need to even do, you know.
And I think that the nice connection to sort of leave this on is that we, so from a beauty and a sleep perspective, these two rituals and routines that we're suggesting that you can start considering in your life, they happen in the morning and at night. So it is important to look at what are you doing in the morning and what are you doing at night. A great place to start, as Nat just mentioned, for sleep is sun. So in the morning, if you can get that hit of sunlight, even if it's just sitting outside for 30 seconds or a minute in the sun, or better still, going for a 20-minute, 30-minute walk or whatever that is, That will help set your circadian rhythm for the day, which is our internal body clock. And that's where all of the important decisions are made in your body with your organs and your cells and repair and regeneration. So setting that and getting that set in the morning is great, alongside a beautiful beauty routine, which could be as simple, Nat, as cleansing and applying sunscreen and moisturizer, really.
Oh, yeah. I recommend to all my clients not even using a cleanser. I say bamboo facial cloth. Like, there you go. You know, it's your skin's producing all these beautiful peptides and squalene and all these delicious things overnight. You often don't need to cleanse them off, but you do need to cleanse.
Yes.
So it can be super simple. You know, I'm not saying a 15-step routine.
Yeah.
It is about taking that time for yourself and, putting a serum on, some sunscreen.
And then conversely, then at nighttime, it's really taking that time again. But if you're short of time, it doesn't have to be long, but connecting in with your skin, giving it what it needs, and then preparing it as part of your bedtime ritual as well. So your beauty routine can actually be part of your sleep routine, because that's signaling to the brain that, oh, this is what she's doing every night. She's getting me ready for bed and doing this, you know, beautiful little massage, might be with your gua shas or the crystals or whatever you want to use, and then preparing you for this beautiful sleep.
Definitely. And that's the one big thing that I notice, you know, when I am really good with my routine at nighttime, I sleep so much better for those exact reasons.
Yeah.
You know, it remembers, oh, absolutely, we're going to have a beautiful sleep now. Yeah. And all the beautiful essential oils and
And hydration. The last thing to leave it on is hydration is king. And this is for beauty and for sleep. So there are so many commonalities between the two, but hydration is so important. And what we're suggesting is that you start this hydration first thing in the morning, that you get all of that water intake in. And if you're somebody's going, oh, but I don't like taking it too close to bedtime, get your water intake done by 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it won't affect you, but it's certainly your skin's going to
love it. So important. It is one of the key things, isn't it? So sleep, exercise, water, you know?
Absolutely. Nat, so I just wanted to remind everyone that if you are thinking, oh, this is somebody that I want to connect in with, and go and check out one of the treatments that Nat has on offer, there are absolutely lots of appointments available. It might just not be with Nat. But if you are somebody who does want to connect in with Nat, as she said, the sleep retreat is a great place for you to do that.
I'm really excited about it. Yeah,
I can't wait. And Soma is such a beautiful space. So if you haven't heard of Soma in Byron Bay, have a quick look at it. I'm sure that once you've seen the dome that you will be hooked. And that's certainly what got me.
Yeah, it's really special. How divine. Yeah.
All right. Well, Nat, thank you so much for joining us again today. We'll have some things in the show notes of where you can connect in with Nat, a couple of those tips that we were talking about. And also, if you're looking to book the sleep retreat, don't forget to jump onto the Goodnight Co's website and you can book there. If you've got questions, feel free to reach out to either Nat or myself to ask those.
Yeah, and we'll see you there.
See you there. Thank you for listening to The Goodnight Show. If you're keen to learn more about our guests or any of the topics we've spoken about today, hop on over to the Goodnight Co closed Facebook community group, or check us out at thegoodnightco.com.au. And if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us on your favorite podcast provider by searching The Goodnight Show. And if you love what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a glowing review. Thanks, everyone.